She swears it's going to help people, including my own wife, and that she's going to want to do this today.
I think so.
And you think it's going to benefit me?
Uh-huh.
I still see the look on her face.
I think it will.
I don't like your tone either.
starting at 8 o'clock today, super special day. It is the kickoff of the Summer Soundtrack Weekend. We're going to do 2 straight hours of just fun summertime party music. We're throwing it all out the window.
Get ready for it.
It is going to be certain songs will play, and you're going to think your radio is broken, and you have accidentally changed it to some other radio station.
Is this K92?
Is this Star Country? Is this Rock Channel? I don't know. Is this the Upside Down? What's going on? We're going to do that starting at 8 o'clock here on The Thing.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Okay.
I am always very suspicious of when Monica insists that something's going to help me directly, Antoine.
I think it will.
Oh, you do. I'm super excited.
So we were talking about, you know, trends and fashion and stuff with jeans and
sweatpants. Oh, this is getting so much better.
Okay. Well, all you need, ladies, which we already probably have, some ripped jeans. You may have already seen this. This is good.
This is some hot new fashion.
Well, you see the ripped jeans. Everyone has like a pair of ripped jeans.
Like the ones that are made to be ripped.
But you can also rip them yourself if you want to. If you have a pair of jeans that are really tight. They
need
to be tight.
Okay.
They have to be tight on you.
You can do like I did when Monica was having her white party and I had to go buy white jeans.
Uh-huh.
And I tried on a pair that had the rips in them by design. And when I went to try it on, my foot caught in the rip and I ripped the entire pant open.
That's fashion.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I put those back on the rack.
Oh, shoot.
Like, this one doesn't fit. I don't know what's going on here.
That's right.
And loved it.
Yo, somebody else probably bought it. I was like, yo, this is awesome.
This is amazing.
Extreme rip. It goes from the knee all the way down to the toe.
Well, these ripped jeans that I'm talking about, they need to be super tight.
Super tight.
Yes.
I like super tight jeans. Not on me. We had that whole situation where I went to the doctor because I thought I had like groin cancer of some kind.
And it was your tight jeans.
Yeah.
So not for everyone.
Oh, Antoine, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
I've heard...
I had a persistent soreness. I'm sorry, this is TMI, but I've shared it before.
Uh-huh.
And it was around the time I was getting the snip anyway. So I was going to that kind of doctor.
Right.
And so I brought it up to him and I was nervous. I mean, I thought, well, maybe
there's... Be serious.
Yeah, you want to get checked out in those situations. Absolutely. And everything seemed fine. And I realized it was because I was wearing this pair of skinny jeans all the time and it was squeezing my boys. And that's what it was. Skinny jeans made me think I had testicular cancer. Yes.
You gotta be careful.
Okay, so tight jeans for everybody else, so I'm good. Yeah.
Tight jeans, and that's why I say your wife, she may want some tight jeans with some rips in the thighs.
Okay.
They need to be ripped right around the thigh part.
The thigh area. That's cool.
And so this is all you need. Your ripped jeans. Take a glass of wine. You don't feel like holding it because you're talking with your friends, you're on your phone. Just slide that wine glass, the stem or whatever, into your ripped jeans in your thigh hole. Yeah.
Your thigh hole,
How
Antoine.
How about that? How about, do you see it?
I see it.
Yes,
here's the problem. No, I don't like that question.
You.
That's an unfair question. Because I can see it. You drew a picture. I can see the picture. It doesn't mean it's a good picture.
Right. Just because somebody does a drawing doesn't mean it's good art. That don't make an artist.
God.
Yes, I can see that turkey was drawn out of your hand.
Yes.
Doesn't make it a pretty turkey.
Look at that. And then got the jeans. And of course, this right here doesn't look like anything right now.
You know what happens.
But
you know what's going to happen.
Spillage.
You're going to sit there and you're going to drink wine. You're going to take it out your thigh hole. You're going to drink wine. You're going to put it back. You're going to refill it. You're going to drink. You're going to put it back. Next thing you know, you're going to fill it up. You're going to be a little loose.
Uh-huh.
You're going to stand up.
Ooh,
well, you know what? But that's when you have a good friend next to you.
Mm-hmm.
That stops you from standing?
To remind you.
No,
that you're a little
even better, Antoine, that's why you tie yourself to your chair. So you don't forget. You just take a rope and you run the rope around your little patio chair and it reminds you it's the seatbelt for your wine and your thigh hole. See, I'm
be
helping.
Be careful, people.
I am helping now. I'm going to help.
I think your wife may be on it.
It's going to be in your home.
I would like to help even more because I feel like as you are enjoying yourself, sometimes you just want to be able to totally relax and be hands-free with the universe, which is what you want right here. So you're free to talk and motion toward other people. Or maybe you're holding a plate of food as well, and you don't want to put down your delicious food. So what you need to do is get an oversized wine glass, one that's really big and really tall, and you stick that in your thigh hole, and it's there. And then when you want a drink, you just raise your leg, and it goes to your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Raise your leg, and you can sip right into your gigantic wine glass
or
in your thigh hole.
Get one of those Salem Fair lemonade straws.
Yes.
And put that in your wine glass.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
How Anton, do you see the drawing?
I see it.
He sees it.
I don't want it.
And then it helps Zach because he's like, okay, my wife in her tight jeans with the thigh rips.
Very
and
nice.
Stuff.
Oh, yes. I like it. And see, what we've learned is, above all else, the biggest supporter of this is Anton. He is fully on board.
He's on board. I see it.
That doesn't make it good.
The official fang hack of Anton Terrell. I love it.
You see him out in public with his thigh.
Why is my name attached?
Merry Christmas, Antoine's Wine Glass.